I was thinking about the word self-sovereignty because, like I've said before, it is my word of the year, and I truly love that word. It's like a constant reminder for me to keep in myself, not in a bad way, in a good way. And I was thinking earlier today, my granddaughter, she told me some jokes. Mind you, she's 6 years old. But this evening, I was thinking, oh, I should share on Facebook, you know, my pictures and my story with her. And I've been very more reserved for what I post on Facebook because I feel like that platform in certain ways no longer serves me. And it helps me keep self-sovereignty in a positive way because I'm doing other things more in person, like meeting with people, speaking in front of people, and doing this podcast. So I think for me, it's a good thing. And I still do stuff on Facebook. It's not that I don't. It's just it's freed me up in a lot of ways. And it's a good reminder for me to have more memories inside myself and within me than just putting them all over all the time. And so I was gonna share really quickly her jokes. So I was FaceTiming her, my oldest granddaughter Maya, she's 6, and I was FaceTiming her earlier today when I was curling my hair because I went up to Hilldale and I had a conference, that it was a really good one, and two of my friends went with me. So anyway, she says, Grandma, she calls me Nana. She's like, Nana, I have a joke for you. And I was like, oh yeah? And she said, what do superheroes say when they flush the toilet? And I said, what? And she said, it's my duties. And I start laughing, and she's laughing, like it's really funny to her. And I said, do you know what that means? And she shook her head, no. And I was like, you don't? And then I explained to her, I'm like, you know, the word duty, it could also mean like poop. And her face was so priceless. She was like, what? And she started laughing. I'm like, yeah. And it's funny because she used to tell this joke a few weeks ago. Her joke was, what is a cow without arms and legs? Ground beef. And when she told that joke, I was like, do you know what that means? And she said, no. Then I told her, that means ground beef. Like when you eat it. And her face was like, ooh, totally disgusting. So I love that she's at the age that she tells jokes and doesn't know exactly what they mean. However, she gets so excited and laughs so hard. So probably at school, I'm guessing, kids are telling these jokes and they're just laughing, you know, and having a good old time. And it's just so cute, you know, how she gets so excited. And jokes are pretty funny when she tells them. So I'm going to have to come up with a joke for her. So anyways, back to thinking about self-sovereignty. Just think about what platform serves you and like how it helps you to stay inside of yourself and not to feel like you have to present yourself in a certain way or keep up with certain people or be your own paparazzi. It's not necessary. You could just be you, and you don't have to feel any other way than how you choose to feel. So I invite you to think of the word sovereignty, which means you govern everything that goes on within you, around you, mainly within yourself. It's just you have all control and rights over yourself, and it's a good feeling. So I hope you guys are doing well. And until the next podcast, have a good day or evening. Bye.